USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Police say the suspect in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Southern California is dead. Authorities say the suspect, identified as 72-year-old Hu Can Tran, opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration at a dance studio in Monterey Park, leaving 10 people dead. Sheriff Robert Luna with Los Angeles County.
The weapon that we recovered at that second scene, I'm describing as a magazine-fed semi-automatic assault pistol.
At least 10 others were wounded. The suspect was found dead Sunday from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Authorities noted there are no other outstanding suspects. A drive-by shooting in Shreveport, Louisiana has left at least 6 people wounded, including 4 children. The shooting took place on Sunday afternoon in a residential neighborhood. Police say someone drove down the street and opened fire on a house. The condition of the victims is not yet known. Classified documents have been an issue with President Biden and former President Trump. While it might not be the same circumstances, the public has said both have made mistakes.
When it comes to the American people, a majority strongly believe they both handled classified documents wrong. An ABC News Ipsos poll shows that 77% of Americans think former President Trump acted inappropriately, while 64% feel the same way about President Biden. And when that poll is broken down by party, the findings are to be expected, with 96% of Democrats taking issue with Trump's handling of the documents and 89% of Republicans saying the same thing about Biden. Both men are facing special counsel investigations appointed by the Justice Department. I'm John Schaefer.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes suffered a high ankle sprain during Saturday's playoff win, ESPN reports. Mahomes, though, said following the game he plans to play in the AFC Championship game against the Bengals next weekend. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A small plane crashed on a highway near Houston on Sunday as the pilot was trying to make an emergency landing. The plane clipped an 18-wheeler and then caught fire after it landed on the road. Officer Richard Staniford says no one was injured in the incident.
Typically, when a plane makes contact with another vehicle, it doesn't end well. So the fact that the 18-wheel driver is over there is too, it's a good day.
Grand Parkway was shut for several hours. The country is running out of time to pay its debts.
If we delay this, if we have short-term extensions of the national debt, we run the very risk of a recession in this economy.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Illinois Senator Dick Durbin urged people to be wary of so-called GOP budget balancers when looking at the amount of debt accumulated during the Trump presidency. The U.S. reached its technical borrowing limit last week, but the Treasury says it will be able to pay the government's bills through June. I'm Dave Collins.
Two brothers are hospitalized in stable condition after being stabbed during a melee at a Manhattan migrant shelter. Police say it happened at the Stewart Hotel on Saturday. The two brothers and another man, all residents, were throwing bottles. At the movies, Avatar: The Way of Water tacked on another $19.5 million, leading the box office for a sixth straight weekend. Puss in Boots: The Last Wish made $11.5 million in theaters across the U.S. and Canada. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.